Okay, this is very exploring next of us. But I think Akshay is basically saying the product is the harness, not the model. That's the part people feel in the app, anyway.
Yeah, and that's the useful version of the claim. The model call is just the expensive little brainstem, and everything people fight with lives around it.
Right. The post is pointing at the orchestration loop, tools, memory, and context management as the actual anatomy, which is annoyingly true, because none of those sound sexy, and all of them decide whether the thing works.
Mm-hmm.
It also names the right companies to look at. Anthropic, OpenAI, Perplexity, LangChain. They're all building some version of the same wrapper problem, just with different vibes and different failure modes.
And that's where I start squinting a little. Those stacks are not the same, even if the marketing language tries to flatten them into one category.
Of course you'd say that, but the article isn't pretending they're identical. It's saying the interesting work is in the shared shape of the system, not the logo on the front.
Sure, but then you have to be precise. Orchestration Loop is doing a lot of work there. That could mean retry logic, agent steps, tool selection, human approval, all of it.
Yeah, and I think that fuzziness is the point, and the weakness. It's a real product frame, but if you're an engineer, you still have to choose what happens on step one, what gets cached, and when the thing is supposed to stop pretending it knows.
Exactly. The article is strongest when it treats context management and memory as separate concerns. People mash those together, then wonder why the agent forgets one thing and overuses another.
Also, can we admit the phrase harness makes this sound like we're building a tiny horse that files bug reports? I hate how much I enjoy that image.
That is such an exploring next take.
I know, but who should actually care? Is anyone shipping an agent into a real workflow? If your users need the thing to coordinate, remember, or wait for a tool result without being weird about it. This is the whole game.
And if you're only comparing model quality, you miss the point. A weaker model with a cleaner harness can beat a stronger model wrapped in chaos.
I'm with you there, mostly, though I do think product people sometimes hear that and turn it into an excuse to ignore model quality forever, which is its own flavor of nonsense.
Yeah, that would be the overreach. The harness is not magic. It can't rescue a bad model from every bad decision. It just stops the system from adding extra stupidity on top.
Okay, that is rude but fair.
The part I'd keep is the architectural lens. Once you see agent systems as loop plus tools plus memory plus context, you stop treating failures like random model mood swings.
And then you can actually make product calls. Like, do we need tighter tool boundaries? Do we need better session memory? Do we need fewer steps? Do we need the user in the loop earlier? That's the useful conversation.
Right. And that's why this kind of post matters, even when it's a little broad. It gives teams a shared map, as long as they don't mistake the map for the code.
Anyway, I'm going to keep calling it a horse harness until someone stops me. Cody, don't make that face at me. It's a good face for a Wednesday.